Hey, baby. I know you're still sleeping, but I just wanted to give you something good to wake up to. If you haven't seen the note on the bedside table, please read it after you listen to this. But if you have, I hope it makes your morning. I would love to be next to you when you wake up, especially on a day like today. I would give you a kiss on your forehead, and then your beautiful lips, and wrap my arms around you for a few minutes before we get up, and snuggle in close, and I would whisper in your ear how beautiful you are, how much I love being right here with you, feeling your body against mine. But duty calls, and it just so happens that I have an early morning meeting today. But what I did do is I made you breakfast. I woke up extra early so you didn't have to. Don't you dare make the excuse that you don't have time to cook, because I already did it for you. I made eggs just the way you like it. So please make sure you eat. No skipping breakfast today. It's a big day. I spent a lot of time making that, and I would be really sad if you didn't eat it. So anyway, I just want you to know that you're going to do incredible in that interview. I told you this already before we went to bed last night, but I want you to hear it this morning. You are a brilliant, smart, sharp, witty, beautiful woman. You spent a lot of time preparing for this, making sure everything is perfect and organized and planned. You are absolutely going to nail this. Now, I know the voices in your head are going to start coming in and they'll say, you're not good enough, or make you question things about yourself. But I want you to believe me. I've listened to you as you were preparing, rehearsing the lines again and again, memorizing the mission statement of the company and the corporate structure and the entire corporate thesis. And you know what? You're going to be great. I know I shouldn't have been eavesdropping, but how can I not? You're living the dream, baby, and I'm proud of you. You have sacrificed so much to get this far. Plus, you sounded very confident, very intelligent. We've been over this multiple times. You have the right amount of qualifications. In fact, you might be too qualified. You have nothing to worry about, baby. You're going to blow them away. I know you will. No one deserves that job more than you. And if they don't give you that job, I will personally go to them and demand they give it to you. I'm not kidding. Is that a selfish thing to say? You've worked so hard for this, and I know it's going to pay off. Trust me. So take deep breaths before you enter the boss's office. Clear your mind from all that worry and stress, and remind yourself that you can do this. And I know you can do this, because you can. You have no idea how much I wish I was there right now, cheering you on, easing those nerves. I will gladly give you a massage and get the tension off your neck and shoulders. So, to make it up to you, after I get off work, I want to take you to dinner. You don't need to freak out. I know it's out of the blue, but I have it all planned out already. I made a reservation on that fancy little restaurant downtown with the big bright chandeliers. Yes, the one you've been eyeing for, even when you think I didn't notice. I want you to wear that dress you've been saving for something special. The one you've always changed out of because it was never the right occasion. I want you to wear those shoes that you display around the house. I know you spent a fortune on them, and you will always say you're going to regret it if you break them. But they're pretty. And they look even prettier when you wear them. So wear them. If they break, I'll buy you another pair. I promise. I just want to celebrate today. I want to celebrate you today. It's not your birthday, I know, and you might even downplay everything and say it's just an interview. But I want to see you smile today. I want you to let go of any burden you've been carrying and just enjoy today. You've been wearing that constant frown, I don't know, 2 weeks, maybe more? So, I want to take all that stress out today. Maybe we can watch a movie in the theater down the road from the restaurant. I think they've opened at quarter capacity. And it's been a while since we watched a movie that's not on Netflix. I don't want you to think I'm some cheap guy who, you know, only settles for the old Netflix and chill. I am still the man who made a lot of effort just so that you could be my girlfriend. We can take a walk in the park, hold hands, look up at the stars and the city lights, and just enjoy the night and being in love. And after we've had a great evening, I want to take you back to your soft and beautiful bedroom and give you the most wonderful treat you've ever experienced. I want to be able to whisper in your ear and tell you how fucking beautiful you are, how proud I am of you. I want to slowly peel that dress off your body. Oh, yes. Worship every inch of you with my eyes, from those shoulders all the way down around your hips, and watch that dress fall on the floor. And then I'm going to help you out of that bra and let that underwear drop right on top of it. And I'm going to stand there and worship that beautiful body. And then I will start to kiss you. Maybe from your toes, all the way up to those soft bits between your thighs, and then up to your beautiful breasts, and finally, to your gorgeous lips while I bring you in close, and feel your warm body next to mine. Feel that energy of love and passion for you. And then I have some other special surprises planned, but that's my surprise. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. You're going to be great in that interview, and I know it. And I'll see you later for dinner. I'll bring your favorite flowers. I may even have something else special. You're just going to have to wait and see. Which remind me, should I rent a limousine too? After all, my baby needs a 5-star treatment. You don't need to do anything except be yourself. Pretty, radiant, beautiful, confident. You know, just the way you are. Let me take care of everything today. Let me take care of you today. I'll see you later. You're going to be great. You got this. You hear me? You got this. Go and be the amazing woman you are and get that job. All right, I need to go. Anyway, good morning, baby. I love you. I love you so much. Oh, crap. I'm going to be late for my meeting. Bye.
Press 7 to love this voicemail.